This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Here are 12 of the stories we're following this morning. First, the market indexes fell yesterday as follows. The S&P fell 0.28%, the NASDAQ 0.18%, and the Dow 0.14%. See also Wall Street Journal article, global markets fall ahead of Pelosi's Taiwan visit. Not that that's really, I think, the thing that's driving the markets, but one of the headlines. Second, markets are set to fall further this morning, close to about 1% down. Third, long-term treasuries fell yesterday with the 10-year treasury falling the most, down to about 2.6% yield. The one-year remains close to 3%. The three-year is about 2.77%. The inverted yield curve is usually a sign that people in the long run think that rates won't keep on going up, so sort of a sign of a negative sign on the economy. Fourth, oil dropped back to $94 a barrel, British Petroleum profits surged this past quarter, as did the oil companies in general. Fifth, Bitcoin dropped back to $23,000, making me not feel as bad about having sold part of mine for a tax loss. So Bitcoin dropped to $23,000. I sold it, of course, at about $19,000, so it is what it is. Sixth, MoneyWise notes, housing correction is dead ahead, warns Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi. Housing price growth, rental price growth is slowing but still very high. Seventh, the Wall Street Journal reports a softening of labor demand. Eighth, major gaming company Activision Blizzard, and this is an important company because Microsoft's in the process of buying it, reported that their revenue stayed pretty solid. The profits were down. Microsoft is still waiting for the FTC's approval of the transaction. The acquisition will strengthen Microsoft's very strong gaming business, plus help Microsoft's cloud business. So Microsoft's very excited about this. Ninth, we're excited recently to have Chris DiRienzo on our podcast. He's the author of Tiny Medicine and a Brilliant Leader and Doctor. 10th, there's a great concept in this book by Robin Sharma, The Everyday Hero's Manifesto. And this concept is, let's say you meet life goals, that you better keep on setting goals. And it's not that you have to achieve what you achieved before, but you better constantly find purpose in life to keep yourself excited and after it and doing something. You could choose what those are. There's lots of thought that those things don't have to be the same Herculean goals you might have set as a kid or set earlier. There's concepts in that from Arthur Brooks' books, From Strength to Strength. But I do agree with this concept of constantly finding concepts, constantly finding goals and purposes, very, very important. Another book we're reading currently, and this is number 11 today, is Steve Kotler's book, The Art of the Impossible. I like this book so much on audio tape that I bought it to read and go through more deeply. And one of his concepts is this art of ferocity, the habit of ferocity, being ferocious. Set big goals, get in the right state to attack those goals, and be ferocious in your constant habits towards attacking those goals. A lot of the thoughts that he has there resonate with the concept of the Atomic Habits book, but similar concepts of setting habits that constantly get you going towards your goals and setting big goals. Finally, the 12th thing I'll note is thrilled today to visit with the incredible Zev Neuwirth. He himself is a doctor and podcaster and brilliant guy out of Atrium Health, and so excited to talk to Zev today on the podcast, on his podcast, actually. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast.